Now, for a politician, Boris Johnson has a non-conformist, eccentric profile, and although a Tory, he has the ability to cross party and class lines in his appeal. These are among some of the things he shares with the subject of his new book, The Churchill Factor. In fact, it could be argued Boris Johnson has to a certain degree modelled himself on Winston Churchill. And so, as he prepares to stand as an MP in the next election, the publication of the book is both riveting and teasing, considered through the prism of the Johnson factor. The Churchill factor doesn't pretend to be a detailed historical biography, more an attempt to keep the flame of Churchill's legacy alive. Time and again in the book, Churchill's voice, the embodiment of true courage and the bulldog spirit, lingers in the mind. Boris Johnson came into the Front Row studio a couple of hours ago, and I asked him if he had written the book because there was a danger that we were forgetting how important a figure Churchill was.
I think he's not being forgotten, he's being sort of slightly imperfectly remembered, and bits of him are staying in public consciousness and bits are being forgotten. So people, I think, are very much forgotten about, you know, what his role in the foundation of the State of Israel, or his role in the Middle East, all that's very, very hazy to people. His role in the foundation of the welfare state, all that kind of, you know, he's like a constellation of stars which are fading away from us in space-time, some of which are bright. 1940, everybody remembers that, everybody remembers the war, but there are bits of his life that are receding. And what I wanted to do in the book was to bring back all those other things, and to try to explain to, I hope to a new audience about what made him capable of taking that incredible decision in 1940 and to fight on.
As somebody who really nobody else was really listening to, but he stuck with it and had the courage to be the lone voice.
Yes, I mean, actually, all his life there have been people who said he would eventually be Prime Minister. And, you know, the interesting thing about Churchill, I think, is how long it took him to become Prime Minister, because he made so many staggering mistakes, given his extraordinary abilities. But yes, he in the late 30s, he puts his shirt on anti-Nazism, and he decides that Hitler is a wrong un and he's going to oppose him, and he gets it right. And he takes this extraordinary decision to fight on, which lots of people thought was ill-advised, better to do a deal. Within a year, 30,000 British men, women and children are dead. Now, can you imagine anyone taking such a decision today?
Segment 1.
Now, for a politician, Boris Johnson has a non-conformist, eccentric profile, and although a Tory, he has the ability to cross party and class lines in his appeal. These are among some of the things he shares with the subject of his new book, The Churchill Factor. In fact, it could be argued Boris Johnson has to a certain degree modelled himself on Winston Churchill. And so, as he prepares to stand as an MP in the next election, the publication of the book is both riveting and teasing, considered through the prism of the Johnson factor. The Churchill factor doesn't pretend to be a detailed historical biography, more an attempt to keep the flame of Churchill's legacy alive.
Segment 2.
Time and again in the book, Churchill's voice, the embodiment of true courage and the bulldog spirit, lingers in the mind. Boris Johnson came into the Front Row studio a couple of hours ago, and I asked him if he had written the book because there was a danger that we were forgetting how important a figure Churchill was.
I think he's not being forgotten, he's being sort of slightly imperfectly remembered, and bits of him are staying in public consciousness and bits are being forgotten. So people, I think, are very much forgotten about, you know, what his role in the foundation of the State of Israel, or his role in the Middle East, all that's very, very hazy to people. His role in the foundation of the welfare state, all that kind of.
Segment 3.
You know, he's like a constellation of stars which are fading away from us in space-time, some of which are bright. 1940, everybody remembers that, everybody remembers the war. But there are bits of his life that are receding. And what I wanted to do in the book was to bring back all those other things, and to try to explain to, I hope to a new audience about what made him capable of taking that incredible decision in 1940 and to fight on,
In a way, as a loner, as somebody who really nobody else was really listening to, but he stuck with it and had the courage to be the lone voice.
Yes, I mean, actually, all his life, there have been people who said he would eventually be Prime Minister, and, you know...
Segment 4.
The interesting thing about Churchill, I think, is how long it took him to become Prime Minister, because he made so many staggering mistakes, given his extraordinary abilities. But yes, he in the late 30s, he puts his shirt on anti-Nazism, and he decides that Hitler is a wrong'un, and he's going to oppose him, and he gets it right. And he takes this extraordinary decision to fight on, which lots of people thought was ill-advised, better to do a deal. Within a year, 30,000 British men, women and children are dead. Now, can you imagine anyone taking such a decision today?